Turning now to Obadiah chapter 1, verse number 10. Obadiah chapter 1, verse number 10. The Bible says, "For thy violence against thy brother Jacob, shame shall cover thee. Thou shalt be cut off forever."
Kung Tagalogin natin ang Bible, ang sabi ng Bible, dahil sa karahasang ginawa sa iyong kapatid na si Jacob, ay kahihiyan ang tatakip sa iyo at ikaw ay aalisin magpakailanman. So dahil sa pagmamalupit ng Edom, sa lahi ni Jacob, sa kanilang kalahi naman, kapatid nila, really, they are brothers, ilalagay sila ng Diyos sa kahihiyan at lilipulin sila magpakailanman. Because of the violence that Edom perpetrated on Judah, on Jacob, and these two were brothers, Esau and Jacob, and we're talking about, when we say Jacob, we're referring to Israel. We're referring to a people group, not Jacob the patriarch. And when we say Edom, we're not referring to one man. We're referring to a people group, the Edomites, the lineage of Esau. And the Edomites performed violent acts against their brother. And God hates violence. Pinuputan ng Diyos ang karahasan. God hates violence. Alam mo ba na hinuhusga ng Diyos ang mundo sa kapanahunan ni Noah dahil sa violence? Look over at Genesis chapter 11, Genesis chapter 6 and verse number 11. You know, God judged the days of Noah precisely because of violence. Look at Genesis chapter 6, verse number 11. "The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence." Look at verse number 13. "And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth." God hates pride, and we learned about that last time we studied in Obadiah, verses number 1 to verse number 9. If you can summarize that section, you would say God hates violence. And if you can summarize verse number 10 to verse number 14, you would have to say God hates violence. So God hates pride, God hates violence. And pride and violence, they're like twins. Pag ang tao ay mapagmataas, malamang siya rin ay marahas. Tama ba yun? Marahas? Marahas? Marahas. Pag siya ay mapagmataas, siya rin ay marahas. Maharas? Marahas. Okay, so I still am learning Tagalog. But pride and violence is like peanut butter and jelly. They go together. Pride and violence. Look at Psalm 73, for example. Psalm 73 and verse number 6. Psalm 73 and verse number 6. "Therefore pride compasseth them about as a chain, violence covereth them as a garment." So, yung pride at saka violence, magkasama yan. You know, John the Baptist, nung ang tao ay lumapit sa kanya para magpabautismo dahil sila ay nagsisi at sumampalataya sa Ebanghelyo, lumapit sa kanya yung mga sundalo ng Roma o yung mga sundalo ni Herod, ni King Herod. At meron siyang pasya o payo para dun sa mga sundalo. Look at Luke chapter 3, verse number 14. Just to give you an idea of what God thinks about violence, when the soldiers repented
And they came to John the Baptist to be baptized because they want to show people that they have been saved. John the Baptist gave them an advice in Luke chapter 3, verse number 14. And the soldiers likewise demand of him, saying, "And what shall we do?" Sabi ng mga sundalo, anong gusto ng Diyos na gawin namin? And he said unto them, "Do violence to no man." Wag niyong gamitin yung espada ninyo sa karahasan. Do violence to no man. Neither accuse any falsely, and be content with your wages. So, eto ang fruits meet for repentance. This is the fruit that's appropriate, fitting, suitable for repentance. And so if a soldier doesn't want to stop violence in his heart and against others, they're not fit for baptism. Now, ano ang mga kaharasan ng Edom kay Judah? Ano yung kaharasan nila kay Jacob? Well, let's go back to Obadiah chapter 1 and verse number 11. Let's look at Obadiah chapter 1, verse number 11. What are the violence that Edom perpetrated against Jacob, against Judah, Israelites? Well, verse number 11 says, "In the day that thou stoodest on the other side, in the day that the strangers carried away captive his forces and foreigners entered into his gates and cast lots upon Jerusalem, even thou wast one of them." One of them. So, una sa lahat, pinanigan ng Edom ang mga kaaway ni Jacob. Sino yung kaaway ni Jacob dito? Babylon. So, imbis na tinulungan nila ang kanilang kapatid, pumanig sila sa kaaway ng kanilang kapatid. Now, look at verse number 12. What else did they do? Verse number 12. So, they basically sided with the wrong crowd. Instead of helping their brother, they sided with the enemy against their brother. Look at verse number 12. What else did they do? Well, verse number 12. "But thou shouldest not have looked on the day of thy brother in the day that he became a stranger, neither shouldest thou have rejoiced over the children of Judah in the day of their destruction, neither shouldest thou have spoken proudly in the day of their distress." So, nagalak sila sa kalamidad ng kanilang kapatiran. Nahirapan na yung kanilang kapatiran at naging naggalak sila. They were rejoicing at the suffering of their brethren. This is a terrible testimony to be happy for someone's demise, to be joyful over someone's pain and hurt and suffering. That is not a godly attitude. Look at verse number 14. Verse number 13. What else did they do? Verse number 13. "Thou shouldest not have entered into the gate of my people in the day of their calamity. Yea, thou should not have looked on their affliction in the day of the calamity, nor have laid hands on their substance in the day of their calamity." Alam niyo ba, ninakawan nila ang kayamanan ng Judah sa araw ng kanilang sakuna. So they waited for the right opportunity. And then when the opportunity came, they stole and plundered and took wealth of their brethren. This is the attitude the Bible's describing. Great violence against brothers. No way to behave. No way to treat someone. When they're down, we help them. But not Edom. When they're down, they took money and they stole property. And they made them slaves. All right, look at verse number 14. Look at verse number 14. What else did they do? "Neither shouldest thou have stood in the crossway to cut off those of his that did escape." Meron palang mga nag-escape sa Babylon. Sana matutulungan na lang sana sila. Pero imbis na tulungan yung mga naka-escape, ginawa nilang alipin. "Neither should thou have delivered up those of his that did remain in the day of distress." So naalipin nila ang kanilang sariling kapatiran.
pag-iisipan natin ang karahasan at matinding galit ng tao. Okay? Think about how harsh and violent people can be one towards against each other. May mga salita na binibitaw ang tao na hindi maaaring isaulit. Okay? We need to be careful when we're angry and violent because you could say words that you can never get back. Ang buhay ng tao, hindi maaaring maibalik yun. When a person is violent and they do something violent against somebody else, you cannot return someone's life back to them again. This is what we can see. Ang mali ay hindi maaaring mabura. Hindi maaaring maiwasto. Pag naganap na ang pagkakamali, pag nagawa na ang mali, mawawasak po yan at hindi masasauli. There are certain things in life that if you destroy, if you ruin, you never get it back. I think of trust. Huh? Ano yung trust sa Tagalog? Trust. Tiwala. Alam, pag nawasak ang tiwala ng tao sa'yo, hindi na easy na magtiwala ang tao ulit. There are certain things that take a lifetime to build and seconds to destroy. Biro mo, buong buhay mo, iniingatan ang testimony mo, pero sa isang saglit lang na pagkakamali o violence, nabubura ang tiwala ng tao sa'yo. At hindi na masasauli ang tiwala. There are times that it can't. I'm not saying we shouldn't forgive, but you certainly couldn't forget. Okay? You can forgive, but it's hard to forget. Now, ang sala ay nagdudulot ng kahihiyan. Here's another problem with violence. Violence brings shame. You're shameful for what you did. You're shameful for what you said. You're shameful for how you behaved. It's a shame. Shame. You know, the thing about sin, it brings guilt and it brings shame. Ang pagkakasala ay may halong sala at kahihiyan. And so, you need to really think before you sin. Think before you sin. It's not worth sinning. It's not worth doing wrong, being angry and violent. There are things that could happen. I think of little babies, sa US, when we had a little baby. I remember them teaching new parents how to be careful with little babies. Kasi yung mga bagong magulang, hindi nila alam. Yung palang bata ay hindi... Saglit lang. Ano ba yung mga malilit na bata? Umiiyak-iyak sila, ganyan. At marami kang pwedeng gawin para maayos sila. Pero yung magulang na hindi experience at walang alam patungkol sa mga sanggol, maraming kaso sa US na napapatay ang bata. Dahil sa karahasan. Dahil hindi nila alam ano ang tama, ano ang mali, ano ang dapat gawin, at halos na masiraan sila ng ulo at papatay nila ang maliit na bata. This is something that's in all of us. Hindi ito lang special sa isang grupo ng tao. Kung ano ang laman ni Adan at ni Eva, nandiyan lahat ng kasalanan niya sa puso natin. Lahat tayo ay parehas, makasalanang tao. And we need to be careful. Careful with words. Careful with attitude. Careful with anger and temper. Careful. Why? Because with sin comes guilt and shame. And God's bringing this before us. So, ano ang gagawin ng Diyos sa tao na marahas? Tama ba yun? Marahas? Ano ang gagawin ng Diyos sa taong maharas? Well, una, bahagi ng Abrahamic Covenant, kung sino ang magpapala sa Israel, pagpapalain din sila ng Diyos. This is a principle in Scripture. The nation that blesses Israel, God blesses. And the nation that curses Israel, God curses. This is part of the Abrahamic covenant of God. This is God's expectation. Even today, in our church age, in this dispensation, the Abrahamic covenant is not canceled. Hindi kinansel ng Diyos yung Abrahamic covenant. At hindi ginagampanan ng church ang covenant ni Abraham. That's that. There are two different things. Ang bansang Israel, may plano ang Diyos para doon. Mga iglesia ng Panginoon, may plano ang Diyos para sa kanila. At yes, pwede kang magkatugma, pero hindi sila parehas. Don't confuse Israel and the church of God or the churches of the Lord. God has a plan for Israel, and every nation that blesses Israel, God will bless. Look at Genesis chapter 12. We call this the Abrahamic covenant. And it's still in effect today. And there are still some promises that we are waiting to see fulfilled for Israel, the nation Israel. Genesis chapter 12, verse number 1. Genesis 12, 1. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. In thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. So, look at Zechariah. Zechariah chapter 2. Sa bandang huli ng Old Testament, yung aklat ng Zechariah. Zechariah chapter 2. God loves Israel. God cares for them. Look at Zechariah chapter 2 and verse number 8. Anong page yung Zechariah?
521.
Okay. Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi. So second to last book ng Old Testament, yung Zechariah. And one day we're going to preach through Zechariah, and I look forward to that. It's visions, wild visions of Zechariah. But anyway, Zechariah chapter 2. And verse number 8, look at how God loves Israel and how He cares for them. Zechariah chapter 2, verse 8. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, after the glory that He hath sent me unto the nations which spoiled you, for he that toucheth you, toucheth the apple of His eye. So, ang sino mang gumagawa ng kasamaan sa inyo, at gumagawa ng kasamaan sa minamahal ng Diyos. So, Israel is special to God. Now, ang Babylonia, pakinggan nyo ito, ang Babylonia ay pinahintulutan ng Diyos upang hatulan ang Israel. Pero hindi pinahintulutan ng Diyos na maging marahas ang Edom kay Israel. God ordained Babylon to judge Israel. But God did not authorize Edom to have violent acts towards Israel. They acted on their own accord. So dahil sa kanilang mga criminal na gawain, ay papahirin sila ng Diyos. God will deal with Edom because of their violence against Israel. And by the way, God dealt with Babylon because of their violence against Israel. Anyone who goes against Israel, God is against them. And so we need to know and understand that. But Edom wasn't ordained of God. They did it on their own. They were totally against God. So ang Diyos ay naghihiganti. Did you know that God, of many of His attributes, one of them is that He's a God of vengeance? Ang Diyos ay isang Diyos na naghihiganti. Look at Romans chapter 12 and verse 19. Romans chapter 12 and verse 19. Romans 12 verse 19. Anong page? 632. 632. Romans chapter 12 verse 19. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves,
but rather give place unto wrath, for it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord.
So, pag merong tayong opportunity na maghigante o gumawa ng mali sa ating kapwang tao, mas mabuti na lang na ipaubaya na lang natin ito sa Diyos at huwag tayong gumawa ng mali. Huwag natin gawin ang alam natin na mali sa kapwa nating tao. Even though, halimbawa, minali tayo. So, maghihiganti tayo sa kanila. Now, pag personal po yun, ha? When it comes to that, the Bible over and over again teaches that God is the God of vengeance. He will avenge. Siya talaga ang maghihiganti para sa atin. Now, and I have all these scripture verses. We won't have time to look at all of them, so I just put them in your notes. You can read about the attribute of God as an avenging God. Ipagkatiwala mo sa Diyos ang iyong dahilan sa Kanya. Your cause. You learn to do this as a Christian. When somebody wrongs you, take that wrong and don't wrong them. Don't do wrong. Just because someone's wrong doesn't give you the privilege or right of doing wrong. We are never to do wrong no matter what. Kahit anong man nangyari, basta wala tayong karapatan na gumawa ng mali. Never. Kahit na sila ay mali, hindi ibig sabihin pwede tayong gumawa ng mali. We always have to do right. Now, ibig ba sabihin na wala tayong recourse? No, we do. Tanggihan mo ang karahasan at kapuutan sa iyong puso at hayaan mo na ang Diyos ang sasagot bilang iyong tagapagtanggol. God will be the judge and He will be your defender. Allow the Lord to do the defending and to do the work. Maging matibay laban sa kamalian at pinsala kapag ito ay personal. Now, if it's criminal, that's a different story, okay? Different story pag criminal. Ito pag personal. Halimbawa, may nagsabi sa akin ng masamang ano, Pastor, ayaw ka nila kasi pangit ka raw. Okay? Well, una sa lahat, at least honest, you know? No, I'm kidding. No, I'm not kidding. Anyway, halimbawa, may nagsabi, ayaw nila sa'yo kasi pangit ka raw. I can forgive. I can say, well, that's, I forgive. I can say, Lord, please help them. Please help me. Please change me. I have ways of turning it to God and giving it to the Lord. Okay? Pero pag may nagsabing pastor, merong tao na humawak sa bata at minolesta niya ang bata. Dederecho po ako sa pulis. Wala na akong sasabihin, hindi, kausapin muna natin. Let's talk. Let's sit down and talk. Walang ganun. Kasi criminal po yon, hindi personal yon. There is a law, batas yon. Hindi pwedeng baliin ang batas. Anong pag-uusapan natin? Pag-usapan natin, i-counseling natin. Anong counsel? Barangay ka. Yun ang counsel mo. So, this is not talking about criminal and civil matters. We're talking personal matters. And when it comes to personal injury, hurts, hurtful words, hurtful actions, imputing motives, those things, we bring it to the Lord, casting your care upon Him, for He careth for you. Aalagaan ka ng Panginoon. Ang karumaldumal ang karahasan ng idom, lalong-lalo na dahil kapatid nila ang kanilang pinag-aawayan, kinakalaban. Binaliwala ng idom ang batas ng Panginoon. Malupit ang kanilang ginawa sa mga anak ni Abraham. Kaya sila rin ay binaliwala ng Diyos. Ngayon, sa kasalukuyan, saan ang Edomites? Nasaan sa mundo ang Edomites today? Where are the Edomites today? Extinct. Ano yung extinct sa Tagalog? Wala na. Parang bula na nawala. ang last na record ng Edomite sa Bible, King Herod at yung mga anak niya, ng mga Herodians, King Agrippa, wala na. Wala na yung lahi nila. Nabura. Kasi yan ang sinabi ng Panginoon, "For thy violence against thy brother, shame shall cover thee, and thou shalt be cut off forever." Ay, di pinugot sila ng Panginoon. Forever. Sinumpa nila. Sinumpa sila ng Diyos. Meron silang historical figure na pwede natin pag-aralan, si Herod. Yan. Pero wala na. History na lang sila. Kung nais mong iwasan ng kahihiyan at paglilipol ng Diyos, iwasan ng karahasan at ilagay mo sa Panginoon ang iyong galit at ipagkatiwala mo sa Diyos ang mga personal na pangyayari at kalagayan ng iyong puso. Now, lahat ng bahagi ng Ten Commandments, binali ng Edomites. Winasak nila ang Ten Commandments. Alam mo ang Ten Commandments, from Commandment 1 hanggang 4, patungkol yan sa Diyos. Mahalin ang Diyos. At yung Commandments number 5 hanggang 10, para yan sa kapwa-tao. Mahalin ang kapwa-tao. So God expects us to love God and love our fellow man. Don't ever do violence towards your fellow man. Don't ever sin against them or God will judge you. Rather, turn over the hurt, casting your care upon Him. And learn to bring to the Father in fellowship. Confess and repent. Repent and resolve and restitution. There's restoration. And fellowship with the Father ensures your spirit is clean. Clean. So, tulungan lang tayo ng banal na Espiritu na matutunan natin na huwag tayong tumugon sa karahasan at galit ng ating puso. Pero magpakumbaba at magtiwala tayo sa Diyos na Siya ang nakakakita sa ating kalagayan at Siya ang magiging tagapagtanggol natin. You give it over to God. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you that we can put a check in our spirits, Lord. We can put a hold on our words and our attitudes, Lord. We need to examine our hearts and release violence over to you, God. Looking into you as unto a faithful creator. Someone who vengeance belongs to you because you love at the same time. And you gave your life for all. And so you have the perfect right to be angry and not sin. But Father, we sin all the time. And so I ask God that you would help us, Lord, in our spirit, in our words, in our attitude. Help us to turn away wrath. Help us to put it off, Lord. Help us to change, Lord. I pray, Father, that we would be helped greatly putting away violence, the froward mouth, the lying lips, Lord, the abomination, Lord, in spirit, I pray. Lord, give us fresh anointing from the Spirit to walk in newness of life, that we could speak gracious words, that we would have a brilliant light of testimony for the cause of Christ, that the world could see this and glorify the Heavenly Father because of the kindness and the goodness that you stamped into our hearts, Lord. Help us to yield to the Spirit of God and not to this lustful sin in our hearts, Lord. We pray for your blessing, your wisdom, and your strength this week, Lord. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you, and you are dismissed. Yes.